Get exclusive insider access to Milan's style and design with WSJ Magazine and Indigare. Make private visits to galleries, top restaurants and shops, Lake Como, and much more. Book this once-in-a-lifetime trip at indigare.com/WSJ Magazine or call 646-780-8383.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And now that Amazon has called off its second headquarters in New York City, it says it still plans to boost hiring in the 17 other cities in the U.S. that it considers technology hubs. Will it be hiring soon in a city near you? And a closer look at the tech hubs in the United States that could be worth keeping an eye on. That's after these tech headlines. In rebuke to the U.S., Germany considers letting Huawei in. The German government is leaning toward letting Huawei technologies participate in building the nation's high-speed internet infrastructure, the latest sign of ambivalence among U.S. allies over Washington's push to ostracize Huawei as a national security risk. The journal goes on to note that across Eastern Europe, governments have been hesitant to restrict Huawei's access, partly out of concern this could antagonize China, a big investor in the region. The German government has been drafting changes to the country's telecommunication laws independent of Huawei's concerns, as well as being a market leader in the network infrastructure components needed to build 5G networks. Huawei also offers lower prices than competitors, something German officials said factored into the government's preliminary decision not to ostracize it. Keep up to date with the very latest details on the story at WSJ.com. And NVIDIA's revenue sinks. Falling demand for chips used in cryptocurrency mining and gaming weighed on results, with the chipmaker reporting fiscal fourth quarter revenue of $2.2 billion. That's down from $2.91 billion a year ago. The company has long been a top producer of graphics chips used in high-end PCs and video consoles. Demand for products rocketed, in particular after cryptocurrency miners found them well-suited to their computing power-intensive tasks. And UK lawmakers have criticisms for Facebook. A UK parliamentary committee rebuked Facebook in a report that calls for regulation and more scrutiny of social media. The journal goes on to note that the report urged a compulsory code of ethics for tech companies that would deal with harmful content on their sites. It also called for the creation of an independent regulator with the power to launch legal action against companies in breach of the code. Coming up, Amazon expects to bulk up its staff throughout the U.S. and Canada, diving into the 17 other cities Amazon considers tech hubs after this. Amazon's decision to abandon its $2.5 billion plan for a New York City headquarters, you may have heard about it, could disrupt redevelopment and dash hopes for a surge in hiring in the neighborhood of Long Island City. However, one entity unlikely to suffer that much? Amazon. That's according to the Wall Street Journal's Jay Green. He joins us now via Skype in Seattle to explain. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Tanya.
So we've been talking so much, as has everyone, about, you know, the New York headquarters, Amazon pulling out of its original plans to establish one there. It's a big tech hub for Amazon, but that's just one of many. So what other tech hubs out there are gaining traction as of late in terms of attention, in terms of places Amazon wants to make sure it is established?
Well, you know, so Amazon has what it calls tech hubs, which are 80 or more employees, in 17 locations in North America. And so the biggest, maybe not surprisingly, outside of Seattle would be the Bay Area. There are a lot of tech employees there. I think Amazon has about 7,000 employees there. You know, they have facilities with pretty large staffs in Boston and Los Angeles, in Austin, Texas. You know, New York remains one of the biggest locations for its employees, and the company, you know, absolutely intends to continue hiring in New York. It's just not going to build that massive second headquarters or maybe third headquarters there.
Right. And the fight for technology workers among these big tech companies, you know, it's always been incredibly competitive. I can't imagine that that's changed.
Yeah, no, and I think it's even more so. So it certainly is competitive among, you know, the big tech companies, like, you know, in addition to Amazon, Google and Microsoft and others. the other thing that's going on is a lot of non-tech companies are really racing to build up their tech stabs. So you see, you know, these multinational corporations that obviously have money to spend, they want to have good, strong tech staffs as well. And so they're competing for those workers, too.
And despite these big plans to hire, you know, the announcement to pull out of New York brought a lot of attention on the pushback from politicians and the community. You know, Amazon's public retreat in such a way, some say it didn't look very good, to say the least. Is there concern that this could hinder progress in development and hiring? Is this not a setback? And if, you know, how big of a setback is it, I should say?
It's clearly going to be a setback when a company says it's going to do something and then decides it's not going to. Yeah. The question really that I think some folks are asking is, what does that mean? You know, what does that do to Amazon's brand, and not just brand for consumers, but brand for potential workers? And, you know, I've talked to some folks who say, you know, could hurt on the margins. I don't know that it's a big, massive blemish, but there may be folks who look at this and give a second thought. I don't know how big that number is. I don't even know how you'd measure it, but I think there's some, you know, some folks out there in the tech industry who are at least raising that question.
Right. And you note that this expansion is a long game that will play out over decades. You know, hiring is going to be quite slow. We're still in the very early stages of a very big project here. There are a lot of, you know, scores to settle, and this is not exactly going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah. And even if Amazon had added the HQ2 in New York, they were only planning to hire about 700 employees in 2019. So it was going to take some time to build up to the 25,000 target that that the company had anticipated. So, you know, listen, Amazon's going to keep hiring. They're going to keep hiring in New York, probably not at the pace that they had anticipated just a couple of weeks ago. But you know, Amazon's going to continue to grow, and it's going to continue to need more employees for the foreseeable future. And that will probably happen in New York and elsewhere.
Wall Street Journal reporter Jay Green, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
That is it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.